Halloween week continues on Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and that's why it's important that we talk about the holidays.
Enjoy the present, for God's sake.
More families are going to be getting together this year because a lot of people, including kids, are going to be vaccinated by December time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That.
Yes, I can't wait to get my kid. Well, one of my kids vaccinated. The other one's too little.
Is Santa vaccinated so we can sit on his lap
Heck
again?
Yeah.
Okay, see, good.
That's the good news. The bad news is just in time for the holidays, major alcohol shortage might be coming.
Oh, no.
This is worse than the microchips.
Wait, Stock up now.
Is it my fault? I feel like it's my fault for some reason.
You see, they it has to do with the global supply chain issues and shipping problems. The bottles just aren't getting here fast enough. But I agree.
Thing.
It's Brooke's book club that has consumed quadruple their normal amount of wine for the year.
Yeah. We have a special Halloween book club this week.
Oh, okay.
We're not exactly discussing books. We're going to a cabaret show.
It's bad. Just last weekend in L.A., over 100 people were lined up outside a liquor store just to get their hands on whatever alcohol they had in stock that day.
Dang.
Oh, man.
As soon as they stock more, then it's gone again within the day.
That's crazy anything. It's like, hey, honey, I got some coconut liqueur.
Yeah.
thank God.
You're my hero.
Don't freak out. There's always hand sanitizer. We're well stocked on that.
I like how you're thinking. But if you think getting Christmas presents early is a good idea, maybe consider getting your booze now. Stocking up. Because you know that on Black Friday, instead of people rushing in to get the last Hatchimal or the last air fryer, they're running right to the liquor aisle. They're curb stomping granny for that last fireball.
It just looks like the end of Prohibition all over. Get it! It's here! Break the barrels!
Good luck out there, everyone.
Oh,
now, let's get into your shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, you're going to be punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm going to draw a name out because I had the shock collar. And what the heck? There's a banana in here.
A banana?
I got you.
It says Happy Halloween on the banana.
That's right, Jeffrey.
Halloween banana.
It's a Halloween banana.
It's like etched into brown on the skin
of the banana.
It's a
really gross banana, too.
Is that your penmanship?
What's going on?
We're in the middle of Halloween week on this show, so it's only fair that I put you all in the middle of a dangerous predicament like a group shock collar.
Oh,
these are the
Didn't
new
see
trend.
The banana coming.
Yeah.
Classic fall prank. You know how it goes. If you're answering correctly, you're going to get shocked. If somehow all of you get it right, I will get shocked. And of course, I only have two rules. One, never wear a leather costume you can't get out of on your own. And two,
That's a good rule.
Two, no helping each other with your questions. You must answer alone.
We'll
start
no
with Alexis.
Okay.
There's an old superstition that says, if you wear your clothes inside out and walk backwards on Halloween, you'll see what at midnight? A witch, a ghost, or your future husband?
What? You can see your future husband if you do that? That's crazy. I'm going to try this.
By the way, this is not why Brooke always wears her clothes inside out. That's just an accident.
Keep into consideration. You go.
We can't help her. We can't help her.
Okay.
Darn it.
Sorry, I wanted you to keep talking.
I was trying to make a really good joke right there.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I thought it was going to be helpful. I wish it was future husband, but I feel like it's going to be something more superstitious. I'm going to go with a ghost.
Alexis, you said a ghost, and the correct answer is a witch.
I thought that was right.
I thought it was going to be future husband. I don't know. I really did.
You're like, hello, tall athlete.
Yeah.
In fact, that's where the term the witching hour comes from, where witches appear at midnight. Alexis will be getting shocked.
Oh, interesting.
No. Okay.
All right.
Moving on to Brooke. In medieval folklore, there was a belief that seeing a certain type of animal on Halloween was an ominous sign. And if you did, two possible things could happen. Okay. If you saw it three times in one night, it meant you were going to die. Or if it flew inside your home, it meant ghosts were let in, so your place was haunted. Is it a bat, a crow, or an owl?
So my instinct while he was reading it was an owl, just because they're night birds, you know. I mean, a bat's not a bad idea, though. Bats are just so helpful. They eat all those mosquitoes. I really like that.
Oh, you're
a big fan. Yeah, big fan of bats.
You're also probably a bee advocate.
They're really cute. I am.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, that makes
we need
sense.
The bees.
They are very important.
Okay, I'm going owl.
You said owl. The correct answer was a bat.
Ah! Oh,
dang it!
You're advocating for them.
Medieval folklore associated bats with the devil, and the only way to stop the evil once it entered your home was to kill the bat.
Oh, man. Yikes. We usually just catch it with a net and let it outside.
What? Oh, bats come into your house?
No, but they're in our cabin all the time.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
We're 0 for 2 now. Yeah. Jose, go ahead.
Jose, there's an old tradition where young women would throw a certain food item over their shoulder on Halloween.
Wasting food?
They believed the way it landed on the ground would form the first letter of their future husband's name.
Again,
what future husband?
What item did they throw? Was it pumpkin seeds, potato skins, or apple peels?
Oh,
interesting.
Okay, well, apple peels would be easier if you were spelling out T and I.
What?
A lot of lines if you were
logic
apple peels.
Is weird.
If you throw seeds, they can scatter and they can actually spell more letters.
L's like are the only letter made of lines, as far as I know.
I'm just saying you're not going to have a lot of O's. What was my third option?
Is the answer.
Potato skins.
Potato skins. See, these are all skins. Skins with lines.
Yeah, or seeds.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going potato skins now. Oh, I think it's a skin one.
I think he's right.
You said potato skins, and the correct answer was apple peels.
Oh, oh, it was a skin one.
God, not one of us had gotten it right.
No. What the heck?
In the 1700s, single woman would peel an apple into one long strand, and the curves on it made it easy to form different letters.
Well, after you like throw it, and it's like Theodore in cursive. Like,
it's just the first letter.
Still, I don't like it.
There's bats in your ears, Jose. You're not hearing anything.
Jeffrey, for some redemption for the group. In the Dark Ages, elderly solitary women were accused of witchcraft, especially if they had something called their familiars nearby.
Oh, I got those nearby.
What were their familiars? Is it a broom they use as a walking stick? Was it a cauldron where they made steaming, bubbling brews? Or was it their pet black cat?
I mean, everybody would have a broom in their house. Well, maybe some people didn't clean.
But he said they used it as a walking stick.
Excuse me, Brooke.
Sorry.
A cauldron. Everyone had cauldrons in their house, too, to, like, cook soup.
Yeah, that was just, like, a normal...
I feel like not everybody had black cats in their house. That would be a big red flag. That's like the original cat lady is a witch. So I think I'm going to go with black cat.
You said black cat, and back in the Dark Ages, when townsfolk would see elderly women walking around town, many times they were spotted with their familiar companion by their side, which was a black cat.
Oh, Jeffrey got it right.
Come on.
Jeffrey is safe. Everyone else is getting shocked.
All right, so you guys are going to get shocked, and somebody wanted to hear the song, The Addams Family Theme.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky, they're all together ooky, the Addams Family, da-da-da-da!
What?
Da-da-da-da!
I thought it was
ghosts! Oh, I wanted to snap and I was holding the...
One of their hands!
Oh, that's your Halloween theme shot caller question of the day. Got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.